Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Former coach and now athletic director for the FHSAA, Frank Beasley. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Frank, thanks so much for taking the time.
Larry, thanks for having me. I appreciate you. It's an honor to be on with you.
Thanks so much, Frank. This is, as you heard me on the introduction, I mean, what a great Sunday morning, I mean, to wake up to. And if you're a high school football fan, especially in this state, to get the brackets 1A right up through 8A and see where all these teams are slotted when, you know, some people thought they had it figured out for weeks, but the official brackets come out and you guys had to feel good. It was like almost like a kind of a national signing day feel to you to be in a position where you release all these brackets, you have all these fans scrambling around, then within an hour or two, all the media had everything and their speculation and all these things. You've got to be really floating on air when something like that happens, because it's your product and it's a product that is as good as any in the country, and everybody had their opportunity to voice, you know, their opinion on it.
Yeah, everyone does get the opportunity to voice their opinion, and you know, social media has created a platform for everybody to speak, and we obviously get to read that and get feedback from our public relations department. But you know, this weekend was really long for us, a lot of long hours. Pretty much didn't get any sleep on Saturday night, double checking, triple checking, making sure everything was right, and you know, and the scores have to be correct, the wins and losses have to be correct, and the out of state teams have to be correct, and everything's got to be good to go when we post those brackets. And we listened to our coaches last year. They wanted to make they were really wanted to get the information sooner on Sunday. As you know, most of our coaches work all day Sundays, right. And they wanted the information sooner. So I made the decision to release the brackets at 7 a.m. And obviously that created a long Saturday night for me. We had 5 games on Saturday that had a little effect on things. And but we got the brackets out there and got them up for everybody. And as you know, with rankings comes criticism, comes excitement, comes some people are really happy, some people are really sad, some people are angry, and that creates a lot of buzz. So that's a positive for high school football in the state of Florida, because, like you said, we really believe that high school football in the state of Florida is the best in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt. The formula, which is new this year, I mean, you had the point system in the last couple of years, this RPI ranking, and it, you know, we've had it the last 3-4 weeks, and we've kind of broken it down to everybody. Give some feedback on your side. I mean, what you thought maybe could have been tweaked, or will be tweaked, or will be left alone.
Well, you know, we really felt good about what we did before and how we rolled it out. Our coaches advisory committee met last January, actually, and Keith Allen, actually, at down that way, he came, and he was a former NCAA Division II coach and sat on the playoff selection committee for them, and they used RPI to actually help them see teams for their Division II playoffs. And he spoke to our coaches committee. He's a member of that committee, and our coaches committee really got on board with that. There's some really, really outstanding coaches that serve on that committee. I think 8 of the 11 guys have won state championships, so they really understand and are ingrained in high school football in the state of Florida, and just really bought into the RPI and what it was. Anytime you take a ranking 3 layers deep or 4 layers deep, in theory, it's supposed to be more accurate than a 2-layer ranking is. So
right.
That's what we went with. That's what our coaches went with. Our advisory committees and our board of directors felt good about it. So that's what we did. And it worked for the most part. There's some outliers. There's always going to be some outliers. There's going to be, I'm sure, when we have our meeting in December with our coaches, they're going to be bring some tweaks. They've already emailed me and asked for some things or said some things that they'd like to see happen or be up for discussion, and we're going to do that. But right now we're going to focus on playoff football, and our team's playing this Friday night, and hopefully getting to Daytona and Tallahassee for that state championship.
Yep, no doubt. Frank Beasley joining us, FHSAA athletic director. One of the things that, maybe not a feedback of any kind, but that was asked of me is why not districts 1A through 4A? They have them 5, 6, and 7, and 8, but why not 1A, 2? Is it there are not enough teams? What does it come down to?
Well, that's a great question, and I get that quite often. We have our 1A through 4A obviously don't have districts, and there's an average of 38 teams in each of those classifications, 38, 39, excuse me, somewhere in there. The general idea and what was happening was we were placing some of these smaller schools in districts, and there's such a disparity in the talent level with some of these smaller schools, smaller rosters. We have some smaller schools that are have 18 kids on the team. They're really happy to offer football at their school. We have some of these smaller schools that have literally 60 kids on their roster. They play kids. They don't play kids both ways. They platoon. And there was just a huge disparity in the talent level with some of our smaller schools. And we have that at our larger level, but not as much at our smaller level. So the decision was made and went to our advisory committees to let's go have no districts, but we'll take more into the playoffs than normally we would. Okay. In that classification. So 4 years ago, only four teams got in from those classifications. So we decided to take six, which in theory, it gives those extra teams an opportunity to have some guaranteed games, some district games. We understand that there's a disparity in a 6-4 team that's a little bit tougher than a 6-4 team that's not as good.
Right.
It's difficult, but there's also an average of 8 or 9 teams in each region in Class 1A through 4A. So we felt like 6 was a good number, given 1 and 2 a bye into the second round. Really, the general idea was to help grow the game at the smaller level and make sure it doesn't die. It allow coaches and teams and ADs to control their own schedules and give their kids hope and give their parents hope and not, you know, we have some teams that are in 1A, 2A, and 3A that have several Division I players on their football teams. And then we have other teams that don't have any, and it's not a lot of fun for their parents to watch, you know, and the fans to watch their kids get pummeled out there and they weren't being – it's not very exciting to watch. So,
no, I understand.
Without, you know, saying teams, it's just it's worked. We're going to have another push, and that's okay. I'm going to do what our coaches. We're going to go in the direction our coaches want us to go in with some. They're going to bring some classification ideas to our meeting in December, and I'm excited about that. We'll sit down and reevaluate and make sure that we're doing what's best for growing the game in the state of Florida.
Good stuff. Frank Beasley joining us as new venues this year, Tallahassee 1, 2, and 3A, and then the rest will be in Daytona Beach on the second week. Looking forward to it. Frank, thanks so much for breaking it down. You did an awesome job. Everybody down here is happy. A few 4A teams, maybe not so much, but you know what? That's you can't.
How about 4A Region 4?
Oh, no, forget it. I don't want it. I've heard enough of it, please. we got
–
in fact,
brutal.
We kick it off tomorrow night with Booker T. Washington and Carroll City, and that's certainly a way to kick off what is going to be a great few weeks. Again, thanks so much, Frank. Looking forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
Larry, I appreciate you having me on as a legend of high school football in the state of Florida. I appreciate everything you do for us and keeping us going and moving forward. And if I can ever do anything to help you, you know I'm here to help you.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Frank.
Okay, take care.
Good job. Frank Beasley, FHSA.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.